Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. Today I want to share a little insight I had recently from a book that I absolutely cherish. I found it early on in my life as a religious. I've given away copies. And I just got, I think it's out of print, but it's just a phenomenal book. It's by Mother Mary Frances. It's called Strange Gods Before Me. She is writing in reflection on her life. She's a poor Claire out of a convent in Roswell, New Mexico. And she's just reflecting on her life as a contemplative, as a religious, as a woman of faith. And it's based on different sort of idols, different sort of little gods, little G god, that can occur within the life of a religious. And of course, not, you know, religious being the focal point, the intensifier, the bringing out this idol, this false god. But these little gods, of course, can impact all of us. But she just views it through her life as a religious. And there's a line, really. It's from chapter 4, the top heavy god, sort of the top down god. And she has this line she starts it with. And with everything going on in the church right now and the call to love that we had at the in the gospel this past weekend, it just really struck me. She wrote, "There is this about God. We can never be sure about what he will do next, but we can always be sure why he will do it. The reason will always be his love. The future, he plans, is hung with obscurity, but the love with which he plans every detail of it is the most manifest of all things and the most certain." Put the book right down there. So we don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. We don't, in our individual lives, in our family, in our country, in our church, and et cetera, we don't know what it's going to hold. There's an obscurity there. And generally, as human beings, we don't like to have that obscurity around. But we do know this about God, that God is love, that what he has done for us is of love, and what he is doing for us is of love, and what he will continue to do for us is love. So our Holy Father had some confusing things about civil union. Some say he was absolutely clear. Others say this. Other, whatever will happen, God is love. And his love is being worked out in the world. Period. End of discussion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He is love. And yes, clarity is great. Yes, you know, we should strive to be clear about what's going on in our minds and in our hearts, you know, particularly as a priest. You know, I try to be clear, not to cause scandal or confusion in or with the people of God. But God is God. I am not God. God is God. The Pope is not God. God is God. The Bishop is not God. God is God. You are not God. And we know that our God is love. And even though tomorrow may be utterly obscure to us, we know that his love will be made known there, and that his love is waiting for us there. Just as his love was waiting for us yesterday and in this moment right now, God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. So a lot of confusing things, a lot of things that challenge and make us uncomfortable and make us question and all these sort of things. God is love. And yes, we're in times of profound obscurity, of unclarity, of confusion, whether it's in the political order, whether it's in the religious order, but God is love. As our sister, Mother Mary Frances wrote, We can never be sure what he will do next, but we always know, we always be sure why he will do it. The reason will always be his love. So whatever God may be doing in your life, his love is made known there. No matter how challenging, no matter how big the cross, no matter how much of a burden it is, even right now, I'm fighting not to be distracted because the fall leaves are falling and there's a beautiful breeze outside my window. And there's a chill and it just is like, wow, God's love is there. God's love is here right now in this moment as I'm recording this episode and all these sort of things. And we can't allow the trepidation of what obscurity can cause to steal us, to rob us of this reality and of this certitude in, by, and through God's love. I'm not being Pollyannish here, because that love of God is always made known in profound, profound wonder via the cross. So in our own obscurity, in our own moment of woes, in our own moment of the boat rocking a little too hard, making us hungry, the cross will make known the visual aspect of God's love in our tomorrows, in our yesterdays, and in our nows. So whatever may be, God's love will be made known there, period. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click a like button if there's one available on the platform you're listening through. If not, at least subscribe. That's very important, subscribing. And if you can, leave a little review. It really does help people to find me and et cetera. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel, social media things I use, read things I've written, email me, all this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.